As we begin the practice of Yoga Nidra, take your time now to find a space that is comfortable, somewhere where you're going to be warm and uninterrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Loosen any tight clothing or remove jewelry or watches or glasses. Perhaps get a blanket or a pillow for under the knees so that you can be as still and as comfortable and as warm as possible. So lying in the posture of Shavasana for this practice, where the feet are hip width apart, having the toes resting out to the side, the arms beside the body but not touching, with the spine, neck and head in one straight line. Allow the shoulder blades to be slightly drawn in so that the chest can be open, allowing the shoulders to roll back and the palms to face upwards. Now, as you're settling into this posture, take three long, slow breaths. Feeling each breath and allowing each exhalation to draw you down a little further, softening into the floor below. Feeling the exhalation washing over you. Removing tension, removing tightness. So there's no sense of holding on. Feeling the breath drawing you down to the support of the floor below. Now allowing the breath to return to its natural state and feeling into the back of the body. Noticing those areas of weight and contact between the back of the body and the floor beneath. Noticing and scanning from the back of the heels all the way up to the back of the head. All those areas of contact between body and floor. Now noticing the weight of any blankets, coverings. Noticing those areas where they touch the skin. Noticing sensations created through different textures and fabrics against the skin. Noticing areas of skin that are exposed to the air around it and the subtle sensations of air against the skin. And now becoming aware of sounds, drawing the awareness and connecting with individual sounds as far out in the environment as possible. Noticing one sound, acknowledging that sound, and then moving on to another. And continuing noticing, dropping, and picking up sound. Using the awareness like a radar beam, noticing sounds in a 360-degree radius. And now moving into awareness of sound within this immediate environment. Sounds within this room. Without lingering on any one sound, moving lightly and discovering sound after sound. And now fine-tuning that sense of hearing, listening, and eventually resting on the sound of the natural breath. The sound of the breath moving in and out of the body. Become drawn into that sound of the breath. So that there is no other sound other than the breath at the nose tip. So now leave the breath and come back to the body. It's time to go on a journey of awareness, moving from one body part to the next, rotating the consciousness around the body, so that as a body part is mentioned, feel for any sensation within the stillness of that body part and mentally repeat the name. So beginning with the right side of the body, drawing the awareness into the right-hand thumb, feeling, sensing, and mentally repeating right-hand thumb. Moving now to the index finger, the middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Palm of the right hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, right armpit, side of the waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, heel, sole of the right foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and fifth toe. Moving now to the left-hand thumb, lightly placing the awareness directly into the left-hand thumb, mentally repeating the name. Moving now to the index finger, the middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Palm of the left hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, left armpit, side of the waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, heel, sole of the left foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and fifth toe. Moving up the back of the body, feeling the back of the right leg, back of the left leg, right buttock, left buttock, right side of the back, left side of the back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the spine. Draw the awareness from the base to the tip, the spine, back of the neck, back of the head, crown of the head. Moving down now to the forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow center, eyebrow center, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, right eye, left eye, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, the nostrils, upper lip, lower lip, chin, front of the neck, right collarbone, left collarbone, the space in between, the sternum, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, the pelvis, the whole of the right leg, whole of the left leg, right arm, left arm, front of torso, back of torso, neck and head. Feeling for sensations within the legs, arms, torso, neck and head. Moving the awareness through the legs, arms, torso, neck and head. Creating one complete unit, whole body awareness. Whole body, feeling the sensations of the whole body, whole body. Leave the body and come to the breath. Come to the breath, moving in the stillness of the body. Notice the breath in its natural state. Observing the breath. Without making any adjustments or trying to change it, just notice the breath moving in and out of the body at the area of the nostrils. And as a witness, start to notice, is the breath fast or slow? Is it deep or shallow? Is it even or uneven? What's the rhythm of the breath like? How's it moving the body? Where is it placed in the body? It's just an opportunity to get to know the breath without any trying or effort, watching the flow of the natural breath. So the breath flows without awareness, unconsciously, moment by moment. So take this time now to place conscious awareness on the breath. Take this time now to observe the breath, the life-giving breath, flowing continuously. Become aware of the breath once again at the nose tip. And begin to consciously count each individual breath as it moves in and out of the body in this way. Breathing in 9, breathing out 9. Breathing in 8, breathing out 8. And continuing in this way until the count of 1 is reached. And if the mind loses count or gets distracted, then bring it back to the count of 9 and cycle through again. And if the count of 1 is reached, again cycling through from 9 to 1. Allow the body to breathe and allow the mind to count. Body breathing, mind counting. But as the body breathes and the mind counts, take this opportunity and step back and witness the process. Looking on from afar as an observer. Watching the body breathing. Watching the mind counting. But being the observer of all this. So now drop the awareness of the count and drop awareness of the breath at the nose tip. And once again, feel into the movement of the breath. Feel into the breath as it moves and gathers in the area of the lungs. Feel that gentle expansion. And begin to take deeper, longer breaths. As you really feel the air expanding into the lungs, expanding into the rib cage. Feel the rib cage pressing into the floor below. And feel your body now reconnecting with the sensations between your body and the floor. Once again, feel all those areas of weight, backs of the heels, backs of the legs, buttocks, areas of the back, backs of the arms and shoulders, shoulder blades, back of the head. Notice the outline of your body. Notice the feel of clothing and coverings against your skin and the weight there. And then come back into awareness of sounds in the environment, in your environment, reconnecting you with the time of day, where you are. And without trying to notice individual sounds, just allow all sound to wash over you. Without drawing it towards you or pushing it away, just experience sound in this moment. And now, keeping your eyes closed, reconnect with your room, the room you're in, noticing the placement of objects, the windows and doors. Perhaps see yourself lying quiet, restful on the floor. And know that you've been practicing Yoga Nidra, a deeply restorative practice that permeates all levels of mind and body. Take a moment now before you introduce movement. Take a moment to notice how you feel after this practice. Perhaps there's a deep sense of calm or peace. Perhaps there's been some energy shifts. Or perhaps just physical relaxation. But as you start to slowly externalize, try and take this sense of calm into the rest of your day. So now, once again, bringing more oxygen into your body as you just start to gently move through the fingers and the toes, opening, closing, creating space between the toes as you open, curling and drawing them inwards, stretching the fingers and creating fists. Perhaps now drawing the knees up, releasing through the lower back, moving from side to side, releasing the stagnant blood, giving the lower back a massage, moving the head from side to side, and then in your own time, rolling over onto your right-hand side. And coming up to finish the practice.